Hi, Black Hollywood Live fans. On today's Fit Club, we talk of vegan substitute Aquafaba, musicians endorsing junk food, and we're joined by Rob Thompson, celebrity trainer, who will give us his tips on getting that celebrity body. Stay tuned for more.
You're tuned into Black Hollywood Live, Fit Club.
All right, we're bringing it back with some Tupac. We're about to make a change right here on Fit Club. I'm your host, Fallon Mercedes. Thanks for tuning in. You guys can find me online at fitwithfallon.com or fitwithfallon on social media. Right now, I am joined with a very special guest who's also my friend, but most known as a celebrity trainer, and I guess you can call him the fitness king of queens because he trains all your Miss America and all your pageant girls to make them look lovely. This is my friend, Mr. Rob Thompson. How are you?
What up? I'm doing well.
How you guys doing? And where can they find you online?
I'm at online social media at Get Fit by Rob on Twitter and Instagram.
And if you're watching, you can see his hat. It says at Get Fit by Rob.
I gotta get one of those.
Yes, sir.
And I'm Shaka Smith. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Shaka Strong.
All right, we are in for a great episode. Of course, we're gonna educate you, inspire you, and motivate you. You know, with the healthiest trends, with you know, fitness and food. Mm. First up, we have a new ThriveAction.org campaign. Where celebrities are gathering together for a crusade for food stamps. And what they're kind of saying is that you can buy anything online. Mm-hmm. You can buy
Fitbits,
Fitbits. You could buy yoga pants. You can anything you put it in online, you can buy it. The only thing you can't buy it with is food stamps. And that leaves, you know, a very large population, you know, in I guess.
Well, in what we're calling food deserts.
Yeah,
so there's
food
a
desert.
Lot of part. Many people live over a mile away from a grocery store and have no transportation. Mm-hmm. And so, how do these people use these food stamps to get healthy food?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And here you can buy all these things online, but you can't buy healthy food.
Yeah.
And so, a lot of these actors are just really going out and saying, look, let's change the laws. Let's make it so people can use these. Use this money to buy the healthy food they need.
And I think, you know, it gets me a little upset, too, is that, you know, you can't buy diapers or toilet paper or any of that stuff with food stamps. You literally can only buy food, and it's only certain types of food, just depending on where you have access to get that food with the food stamps. So I feel like a lot of necessities that, you know, people need, they're missing out on.
Absolutely.
Yeah, just kind of keeping people that are already in need of financial assistance unhealthy, you know? So it's just kind of like a double whammy for them.
Yeah.
But, you know, Shailene Woodley is out there. Rosario Dawson's out there fighting this fight. Will Smith, Kristen Bell. Mm-hmm. So, and then the USDA has actually announced a pilot program where they're going to have a pilot program to use food stamps to buy stuff online.
I love this. Shaka and I last week kind of talked about Gwyneth Paltrow, how she kind of was a voice in trying to live off of a certain amount of money a week on food stamps to prove that it's difficult. So I'm loving that celebrities are using their voices for good, that are coming together and, you know, empowering different types of people with different types of incomes.
Yeah, and that just is an issue in America. Just if you're financially downtrodden, it's just like one thing after another kind of hits you. So at least hopefully people can get healthy food, and this is something, a problem will be of the past, you know?
Another food that's kind of new on the market is called Aquafaba, and I had no idea about this, but, you know, Shaka, he's vegan, he knows about all this stuff. So Shaka, tell us more about this Aquafaba substance that's hitting the market right now.
Well, yeah, this has the potential to be a really big game changer because it's essentially a substitute for eggs, and you can use it in meringue and mayonnaise. So aquafaba means water and beans, and all it is the water from boiling chickpeas or even the water you get from canned chickpeas.
Mm-hmm.
And you shake it up, or you can stir it with like an industrial size mixer, and you're going to get a very similar consistency to egg whites.
Interesting. Yeah. Would you try aquafaba?
You know what? If you make some, I'll try.
Well, it's so easy. You just go to your cupboard, take out the chickpeas, pour out the water, and shake it up.
Huh.
So I love that it's so simple. I love that it's cheap.
Yeah,
you know, you're not spending a bunch of money on vegan food.
Yeah.
So you can be healthy and do it, you know, and be financially responsible.
And it's plant-based, gluten-free, low calories, all that stuff. So, I mean, you're throwing it away anyway. So instead of pouring it down the drain, save it. And maybe, you know, you can make something edible.
Yeah, 3 to 5 calories per tablespoon.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it. It's so new, they're not even sure what's in this stuff yet. Because they haven't found any fats or carbohydrates or proteins, but they're looking out for antioxidants. antioxidants and other hopefully beneficial factors that might be in it.
Interesting. Last week we had, was it last week or the week before? We had John Sally on, who is a well-known vegan in the entertainment industry. And he had challenged me to a 22-day vegan challenge. So I haven't started yet, but I'm trying to prep myself.
Yeah, when are we going to start?
For 22 days?
Yeah, 22 days. I'm gearing up for it maybe September, but one thing that I do eat a lot of is eggs. So I was trying to think, what would I replace eggs with? So maybe I'll try this alfalfa.
Yeah, because going vegan, that was my biggest challenge. I lived off of egg whites because I'm always trying to be healthy. So I'm trying, what's gluten-free and what's and egg whites are perfect. Yeah. And so when I went vegan, I was like, what do I do? And I've had a hard time finding a substitute. So hopefully this will be a good substitute.
As a celebrity and pageant trainer, do you recommend a lot of your clients to go vegan, or are you vegan? What do you think of the whole vegan lifestyle?
Yeah, it's a trend.
I love my animal protein, I must say. I'm sorry. But it's something I've always, you know, considered and thought about. Mm-hmm. It's on my mind. But from a pageant standpoint, it really depends on the client that I'm working with and what their preference is. And I take it from that point. So each client is different. I just try my best to do what works for them.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever had a client who you looked at them and said, because I know becoming vegan helps you lean out quickly.
Right, right.
So would you suggest, have you suggested that in the past?
I have, depending on the person it is, depending on what their specific goal was. Some people do well with minimal amounts of protein. Some people want to go all vegan. So again, I just try to make it fit exactly for them. Some may prefer more of a lower carb, high protein, high fat, ketogenic type of a plan.
Yeah, I've done that ketogenic diet.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
that's usually what intense. I do about, say, 6 months out of the out of the year.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's actually healthy to be in a ketogenic state.
Yeah, and I would actually say with when it comes to going vegan for, like, losing weight, I knew a lot of competitors that were just trying to drop the muscle and remain lean. And going vegan, if you're not trying to get protein, it will help you lose the muscle and stay lean throughout.
Absolutely. Because I remember, didn't you compete?
I've done.
I think, was it the LA Fitness Expo back in...
like 2 years ago?
Yeah. That's where I remembered you from.
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Very small world here in the fitness world in LA. We have a lot of musicians out there who are endorsing unhealthy, you know, products. And it's something that we see all the time. And studies are showing that about 79% of musicians who endorse drinks and food, it's all unhealthy. And that's, you know, something that we see all the time. Beyonce, for instance, that you can see on the screen, she endorses Pepsi. Yeah. And, you know, it really does have an influence on teenagers and children. So do you think musicians are to blame for the rise of childhood and teen obesity?
Yeah, what do you think?
Well, you know, I wouldn't say they're to blame for it. But like you said, just for example, the previous topic that we had about the food stamps making options more available for, you know, impoverished communities. So I think the more we can have those type of foods available, again, I can't say this up to the celebrities to make sure that, you know, children are eating well. I think it, of course, always starts at home. We just got to make it easier for them to get to. Because healthy food doesn't necessarily have to be expensive.
And I totally agree. It starts at home, you know, that education at home. But and I don't want to take the celebrities to too much of a task because of the way things have been marketed. I grew up drinking Pepsi. I love Pepsi. So if I were Beyonce and I got an offer from Pepsi, that's like an iconic offer to me, you know?
Exactly.
I'm not really thinking of the ramifications.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you had Timberlake doing McDonald's. But a lot of these companies are now changing what they're doing with the food. So even companies like Pepsi are trying to make it healthier. McDonald's is, you know, apple slices. So it's kind of, especially now, where all these companies are really trying to go in a healthier direction.
Right.
So I think the musicians, their job is to go out, earn money. The job of the parents is to make sure we're educated right at home. And the job of companies is to hopefully push healthier standards. And if we don't like them, we can not buy their products, and they will change.
Absolutely.
And see, the problem is that a lot of these healthier foods, I mean, you know, farmers don't have enough money to pay off Beyonce to promote celery and lettuce. So it's like,
They found that there was no fruit, veggies, or whole grains promoted by any musicians
at all.
Except pistachios. Wow.
Really?
And I do. I don't know if they're counting Psy, the Gangnam style, because was it any deep pistachio?
That's true. That's true. Or Michelle Obama. She's probably the only celebrity that I know that promotes actually healthy. You know, what is the turn up? Hopefully, in the future, we'll see more of that. Though I think it will. Like you said, I feel like as we change, we are changing the food industry as well.
And I'd love to see celebrities just say, "Hey, I want you to do this with your next few products before I come on board. Yeah. I want you to offer this healthier alternative before I come on board." And these companies will do it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. So you guys out there who are loving your acai bowls or your quinoa. Quinoa. I always mess up names. I think we were, before the show, we were talking about the meringue and I was like, merengue? Like, what is that?
That's also good for losing weight.
But anyways, we have a list of other foods that are hard to pronounce but might be, you know, super power foods that we can call them. Yeah. They're, you know, high in antioxidants. They're, you know, high in protein. But there might be not your typical foods that you have on the table. So,
and you may not need them. Because I think we're such, especially out here in LA, we kind of hit these waves of trends first.
Yeah.
But I think we're in this culture of we hear something new, we want to go out and buy
it.
We don't care how expensive it is.
Yeah.
And so we're going to give you some different new things, but you may not need them. So we'll see.
All right. The first one we have is astral. How do you pronounce it?
Well, it's astro eggs, they're calling them. Yeah.
We're not going to say the whole thing. We're just going to call them astro eggs. Basically, it's the new step in biodynamic farming. The crops are planted based on the phase of the moon. Mm-hmm. Now, I know this for sure. The moon has energy, and it affects me. I've seen it in my own life, especially as a woman. So, you know, does it have an effect on your food? How do you feel about eggs that were planted specifically during around the moon phase? Do you think eating those eggs will affect your energy once they are consumed?
Well, they're saying they birth healthier chickens, and then the eggs just taste better and amazing. And astro eggs, I kind of want to try it. It sounds cool, right?
It does. It sounds a little scary, though. I picture, like, blue and just weird colors and circles on it, but I'm sure that's not the case. But
some studies are showing, or not studies, but some people are saying it should have no different effect on your body and it probably shouldn't taste that much different.
Right.
Yeah. So it's one of these trends that we hear about and it sounds so cool, everyone wants to try, but is it really anything different than what we're getting now? And I don't think so.
I wonder where we can find them. The only thing is that I would be scared of is paying a bunch of money for these eggs, and let's say the farmers are just giving you regular eggs.
Yeah, exactly.
You would have
no idea.
It's like a placebo.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
And you just paid a bunch of money for regular eggs.
It's about 15 cents per egg more, so.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll have to find it and try it. All right. The next one is Blue Magic, and it's, I guess, blue wine. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah. So, I mean, the main ingredient in Blue Magic is like the spirulina, and some of these smoothies now these days are adding in all these different things and high in chlorophyll and different vitamin A, vitamin C, magnesium. Mm-hmm. So there are some benefits, but do you really need Blue Magic? And Blue Magic is $60 for 30 single packets. And so a lot of times we hear this stuff and we feel like we're missing out, but you can get, you know, spinach, eating leafy greens.
Exactly.
You know? So another trend, you can find it in smoothies that are $10 a smoothie. But one I would look skeptically at, you know?
Yeah. The next one we have on the list, cordyceps. It's a magic mushroom. Now, right. I don't know what it is. Maybe because I know where mushrooms come from.
Yeah.
I cannot eat mushrooms. And these mushrooms, these magic mushrooms, we're not talking about, you know.
Not those kinds of mushrooms. You're not hallucinating
exactly.
here.
Exactly. These ones are known for growing on caterpillar larvae.
Mm-hmm.
And they have been, you know, used for a long time in traditional Chinese medicine and herbs.
Yeah.
Would you try? Actually, you said you use them in a pill.
I've taken cordyceps in pill form. It's supposed to help with oxygen uptake, stamina, recovery. The only problem is, at least amongst trained cyclists, there was a BYU study that found there was no difference. So it might be that there might be a difference in people that are sedentary and people for them to get healthier.
Already active.
Yeah. Right. But if you're already active, it seems like it doesn't have any effect. And a couple of other studies were animal studies, so we still have yet to see some efficacy in humans.
All right, ashwagandha herb, aka Indian ginseng. Chaka, you've tried them all. Have you tried this one?
Of course I have. I look at a lot of Eastern medicine. I like Western medicine, but it's very reactionary, you know. Whereas Eastern medicine tends to be more preventative.
Right.
And so I've had ashwagandha before. again, I don't know if I'm getting any difference, but it's supposed to lower cortisol levels. They call the Indian ginseng give you more energy. But at the same time, I am fit and I am in shape, so maybe it's helping, and I would be out of shape if I didn't take these things. So who knows?
You know what? I actually started taking this about 2 weeks ago.
Oh.
And I must say, the first like 3-4 days of me taking it early in the day, I was up all night.
Really?
Yeah.
You feel like that, but you don't know if that's what it is.
Yeah. Right, you know, it doesn't give you that like caffeine high jittery effect, but it just, you feel awake.
And were you taking it? Were you taking it by itself?
Good question. I was actually mixing it with my shake because I didn't like
your pre-workout. Your
pre-workout. Not your pre-workout, right?
No, I had it. I mixed it with my whey protein shake throughout the day, just to kind of balance off the taste of it a little bit.
Yeah.
And
what does it taste like?
Just herbal.
Herbal.
Yeah, just that herbal taste.
Yeah, like a dirt.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like kava kava. Yeah. Have you guys had that?
I have had kava kava, but in things. I haven't had it just by itself. Right.
Yeah, I've had it. It's like dirt water. I used to live in Hawaii, so that's like, you know, traditional known thing that they do there. And it's just...
I'll bring you some.
Okay.
Yep. And that's the thing with some of these things. You always bundle them. You have them in smoothies, and so you're not sure what effect you feel, or if it's the effect of the combination of two things in your thing. Yeah. Right. So,
is there any special ingredients, or I guess foods, or anything that you use with your clients that is not on the list that we haven't talked about?
Let's see. Well,
that is not well known.
Well, not necessarily from a herbal standpoint, but I really make sure my clients. Don't forget about amino acids. You know, just not just,
yeah,
you know,
I love aminos.
You got to have all of them and then find different sources of them, especially like your branched chain amino acids, just to make sure. L-carnitine liquid version is my favorite.
I haven't had that in a while.
Yeah. See? Got your reminder. So I need to go pick up some today.
You know what I like? I like taking shots of ginger. And I like making it myself. I'll just cut it up and make it kind of like a tea. I'll boil it. And sometimes I'll drink it cold.
Or such strong anti-inflammatory properties. So a lot of this stuff that has anti-inflammatory properties, just buy ginger, which is so much cheaper in your grocery store.
Very cheap. And it lasts long, too. Yeah. That's what I like about it. If you guys out there have any, you know, superfoods or ingredients that we haven't talked about or maybe we don't know about, please comment below on the video and let us know what they are, or even tweet at us. I mean, I'm interested to hear about them and try. Next week or maybe the week after, we might have a good friend of mine who's an acupuncturist. He knows about, you know, all that Chinese medicine stuff. I call him, you know, whenever I'm feeling ill or want to try something new, and, you know, he gives me something that's, you know, not the ordinary.
He's your Zen master.
Yeah, he is. I do a lot of acupuncture with him, but we are going to try cupping because that is kind of the cool thing. A lot of Olympians, Michael Phelps has been seen with the cups, the red marks. So.
I remember when Gwyneth Paltrow had them years ago, and people were like, what is she doing?
Yeah, it looked kind of crazy, but maybe we'll do that live on the show for you guys to see. All right, so the man of the hour is Mr. Rob Thompson. I keep on calling you Mr. I don't know why. It's very professional. No, you're not old at all. But, we kind of want to get into it with you because you're a special guest and we want to pick your brain. We want to know everything that you're doing here in LA. I mean, you have trained everybody. Just to name a few, Lamorne Morse from The New Girl, Angela Bassett, Anthony Anderson from Blackish.
You could just stop right there.
I know, right?
Angela Bassett looks amazing.
Did you do her Tina Turner? You have money for Tina Turner?
No, I did. I wish.
Yes. Now, you also train pageant girls. Actually, one of our AfterBuzz hosts, what's her name? Courtney. Cool. Tizano.
Yes.
Courtney Tizano.
Absolutely.
You got her ready. She was like, she was going to call me, and then she found out Rob.
She was like Angela Bassett. Okay, we're going to Rob.
So tell us, what's your secret to attracting all these people? I mean, they look amazing. You must be doing something right.
You know, I got to give glory to God. You know, he you know, blessed me to have a passion for fitness and, you know, just what I do. And I'm thankful that, you know, the lines, they just line up together. And, you know, I just try my best to, you know, give my effort and the passion that I have for fitness and helping people get in better shape, and just let the work speak for itself, and just try to treat every client like they're my only client.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And just to make sure I give them my maximum effort, and because I want them to get to their goal sometimes more than they do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm just passionate about it, and I love it.
Yeah. You're also a sponsored athlete for RSP Nutrition. Mm-hmm. Now, we love talking about different, you know, supplements on the supplements on the show and different companies. Tell us more about RSP. Yeah. I don't think I've tried any of their products.
What's your game changer with them? Yeah,
well, I have to bring you guys some samples. Yeah. I actually have some with me. So the reason why I like RSP Nutrition is because they were founded by former athletes.
Yeah.
So they knew how and what their bodies needed to actually perform.
Mm-hmm.
So then when I got in contact with them and we started to talk and I'm starting to try their products, and their label is honest, so everything they put in the formula is on the label.
Mm.
Like, nothing gets hidden.
Which we already know from our story last week.
Scary.
About protein bars.
Exactly.
Oh, gosh.
Exactly. So everything is right there in front of you. It's clean. And they have BCA powders. They have glutamine. They have whey protein.
What's your favorite?
Yeah, what's your number one? Like, if I can only pick one product, I gotta have this.
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a big fan of BCA, so yeah. I love to have it's a formula called Regen, and it's a branched chain amino acid formula. I take it throughout my workout.
Okay. Mm. I think I might have actually tried that,
yeah.
It's really
recently,
good.
Yeah, and it was excellent, so.
All right, so I'm a little selfish. me being a girl, and I see all your pageant girls, and they look amazing. I need some pageant tips. I am only 5 feet. I know you can't make me grow tall, but how do I get some pageant legs?
You can make you look tall,
pageant
right?
Arms.
You
gotta
make you look tall. You got to just make sure that, you know, like, for each client is different, so you really have to assess what their strengths and weaknesses are.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of looking, you know, online, especially with social media, you look at these pictures and then you think, oh my God, how do I get that body?
Yeah.
I want to make sure that how we get the best body for you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are your strengths and weaknesses? I want you to look the best that you can on stage in your body.
Mm-hmm.
So once we figure that out, I kind of tweak the program, tweak the meal plan to make sure that my client is, you know, where they want to be.
Mm-hmm.
And more so just confident.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, when you step on the pageant stage, I mean, the ladies that I've worked with, they're so, you know, for their ages, from the teens to the misses, you know, they're very mature for their age. They're, you know, it's very competitive.
Mm-hmm.
So they take the workouts and the training very seriously. Mm-hmm. So when I first started, like 6 years ago, when one of my friends, Kristen Bradford from Crown Diva, she was like, hey, you want to train some of my girls for a beach boot camp? So I'm like, how many? There's like about 30 girls. I'm like, okay. I'm like, well, are they really going to want to work out? But from that beach boot camp, from that day forward, I saw the effort that they put in and the hard work, and it's real business.
Yeah.
So I think we should do, like, I'll be the producer. I think, you know, we should produce a show.
Yeah,
like,
right?
Pageant,
Pageant fitness,
you know, with Rob Thompson.
Yeah, absolutely. I would love to.
We're getting down in the gym.
I got to know, when you get someone like an Angela Bassett who is super fit and motivated to stay fit, or in Anthony Anderson who's losing all this weight and he wants to make sure
great.
Are you intimidated? How do you, like, when you get that celebrity that really is already in the mindset, how do you double down?
Well, for me, I treat all my clients the same, no matter who they are, because when I look at them, I'm looking more so of their bodies and what we're trying to accomplish and how to get that across. So depending on, you know, with, you know, clients that the celebrities have a busy schedule, they are filming, they have directing things coming up. Okay, how can we make sure we get our workouts in? Or if we're not working out, okay, make sure you're doing your homework on your own. So I may be texting, I may be emailing, did you work out? I'm like, so I really just try to sell them in that aspect. But, you know, again, just treating everyone the same.
Yeah.
That's my rule.
So how did you get into getting a hold of these celebrities? I know you were doing, your friend introduced you to the pageant girls, but how did your work attract these celebrities?
You know, I just thank God for it. You know, I just try my best to, you know, do what I have to do things the right way. And, you know, I've just been blessed and fortunate to you know, have these opportunities.
Yeah.
So I just want to make sure I, you know, do what I have to do and let the work speak for itself and just keep moving forward.
You train Lamorne Morris from New Girl, funny man, good friend of mine. Now, he makes me laugh every time I hang out with him. He's hilarious. But how is he in the gym? Can he be serious?
No,
you know, does he crack you up in the gym or does he
get it in? No, he works out hard.
Does
he works out hard. Like, sometimes we will rarely talk, or like, I have my headphones on. He'll have his headphones on, and so we'll, like, you know, how many sets? I'm like, or how many reps? And then headphones back on, and he's in, he's to it. So
he's,
you know,
in the zone.
He dials in,
So now he's dialed in. I see him, like, looking in the mirror. He'll, like, flex a little bit.
I know. You know? he's posting on social media, yeah, like, you know, photos of his body. Before, he would never do that. Right, he'd never take off his shirt.
Right. So the other day he texted me, he's like, I'm at the gym, where you at? And I'm like, oh, no.
He's like that now.
I was like, okay.
That's got to be inspiring for you. Yeah?
I love it because, I mean, that's what it's about. It's a lifestyle change, and I want my clients to be able to enjoy it. Yeah. And then once they get to the goals, you know, start making it just an everyday part of their life. Mm-hmm. And then you don't have to think about, oh, my God, I got to go get my workout in. Yeah. That should be one of the things, like, you know what, I'm ready to, you know, go to the gym and, you know, hit it hard.
Yeah. Anthony Anderson, if you're a fan of Black-ish, I've been seeing the transformation. He has dropped tons of weight.
Yeah.
Are you the man who has helped him with that?
Well,
can you take all the credit?
I can't take all the credit. I can't take all the credit. No. For one, it's you know, Anthony, he puts in the work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He gets up, you know, early.
Like, what's early? Yeah. What's
I mean, like 4 a.m.
Really, right? To work out.
Yeah, his schedule is crazy.
Yeah.
You know, but he, you know, is consistent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so over the years and eating healthy, he's actually making those lifestyle changes. And, you know, he's just doing a great job.
Yeah, that's the thing is, like, he can do what he can do, but Anthony can't put that spoon to the mouth. You know, once you have it right in the gym, you still got to do the work outside the gym.
Absolutely. Because that's where that's where the recovery and make sure you're resting, drinking enough water, using the foam roller, you know, those types of that people don't use. But you got to make sure you stay recovered so you can train hard the next day.
Mm-hmm. I had trouble on the show that I was on motivating my 500-pound client when he wasn't in the gym, like you were saying. Mm-hmm. I mean, he would work out hard when I got him in the gym, but he would constantly lie to me about the food he was eating and wasn't eating. How do you motivate your clients when they're out of the gym?
To be honest, follow-ups, I'm always like, okay, did you eat? What did you eat?
Mm-hmm.
Did you work out yet? You know, I'm always on my phone just, and that's just how I am because, and then just leading by example.
Yeah.
You know, I get up, I do the same thing I tell my clients to. There's never been something that I haven't referred to a client that I haven't did.
Yeah.
Or exercise, or whatever the case may be, because I want to make sure that I lead by example and let them follow. I think that's one of the best ways, instead of telling someone, do this, do this, do this.
Yeah.
Okay, watch me do this, and you can do it also.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. That's awesome.
I love that, too.
Well, in the pageant world, I know in the bikini world, because I've done some competitions, the butt is always the major focus.
Absolutely.
Every girl says, how do I get this butt?
Uh-huh.
What are your maybe one or a couple of tips for that?
Well, again, same thing. Even on the stage, once you turn around and to turn that side profile, you want to make sure everything from your posture, from your back, all the way down to your calves, everything is symmetrical and fit. So I love using, you know, the strength resistance bands, the mini bands, put them around the thighs. So we're doing a lot of, you know, kickbacks. We're doing bridges with the band on, you know, on the stability ball. You're working the core, making it unstable so the body is working a little bit more instead of just on a stable platform. So once I see a client start to, you know, it gets a little easier, then I'll just change the dynamic of it and just keep challenging them along the way. But at the beginning, you always want to make sure that my client find the muscle imbalances first.
Yeah.
So not just training them aesthetically, but okay, what are their strengths and weaknesses?
Mm-hmm.
Are they shifting more to the left, to the right when they're doing a squat?
Yeah, you don't want one big glute and one small.
Exactly.
That would not be a good look,
because
right?
Because that's the whole thing on social media. As soon as you go to social media on Instagram, you look, okay, what is everyone doing on social media? Squats.
Yeah.
Yes.
Everybody does squats.
Yes.
And I ask clients, where do you feel those squats at? Or my quads?
You're doing it wrong.
You know, so we got to turn those quads off and activate the glutes and hamstrings.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't want to tell all my
secrets.
Yeah. But,
That's a great one because everyone preaches squats, but no one's preaching squats doing
correctly.
Exactly.
Exactly. No, that's a good one. Do you have anything in the works for the public? I know, you know, a lot of trainers, once they get to your status, they also want to help others, but they don't have enough time, so then they'll put out a DVD or a product. Or do you have anything in the works that maybe our viewers can get their hands on?
I'm working on a couple of things. I definitely want to do a something especially for the ladies in the pageant industry because, you know, I can't train everybody.
Everyone.
But I do want to do some things so I can actually have at least a database or a platform that they can actually follow. So if they're in Texas or Florida, if I can't be there, then at least they could actually follow these tips. And, you know, my goal is to get some of the ladies that I've worked with in the pageant world to actually be in the videos doing the exercises.
Great idea.
Then, you know, other people can follow it as well.
Nice. I mean, us regular girls, we can follow it, you know.
Because all ladies are queens.
Yeah, you know? So we'll get our own sash and crown, and, you know, at the end, we'll be sweating and, you know, feel good about ourselves.
It's not just confined to girls. I found some really innovative, very female-driven workouts that work for me, too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. The
one I showed last week.
Yeah.
That's like on the assisted dip machine where I use the kick down to
push down. Yeah. Do the hamstring. Absolutely.
Exactly. And that was one that I only saw girls doing. I said, you know what? It's clearly working. I'm going to do it myself.
Yeah. I did not. I would see people do that and think like, oh, that's doing nothing. And then until you did it last week, I was like, all right, Shaka's doing it. Then it must be a good workout.
Yeah, you can learn. Yeah.
Is there anything, you know, out there as far as nutrition tips? Because I know that's something that a lot of people struggle with, that you can give to them about, like, you know, moderation or, you know, when to eat or things that you should include in your diet or anything that you can help them with.
Well, a lot of people try to – it's so hard because it's so overwhelming when you look at, okay, healthy food, healthy options, what to eat, when to eat it.
And you know what? It's funny is that when you ask people or when I ask clients, like, they'll say, oh, I eat healthy. I'm like, well, what did you eat today? Yeah. Oh, I had a big thing of granola. And I'm like, granola is actually not that healthy. Right. So
because that's the thing about it. Like, everything is about calories. They're like, well, I only take in 1,200 calories. Yeah. But out of those 1,200 – or 1,500 calories, what are the macros in there?
Yeah, yeah. Is it just french fries?
Okay, so you do macros.
Definitely have to do. I have to do the macros just to make it more accurate. Mm-hmm. So then I change them for my client depending on what their goal is throughout the process. Once the weight starts to change, you have to change the calories and then the macros. Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
I'll have to get into the macros. I haven't got there yet.
Oh, that's the most important part.
I usually
part.
Just look at the protein, the carbs, the calories.
No, that's a macro. That's a macro.
Oh,
that's
is
a
it?
Macro. Protein, carb, fat, that's a macro.
Exactly.
I just read it. I didn't know that was called macros.
But you got to make sure those numbers are right. Because if you're having, you know, 1,800 calories and then you say you have 300 grams of carbs.
No. I not all the time, but when I'm doing ketosis, I try to stay under the 50 grams of carbs.
Exactly.
Exactly. Oh, okay. So yeah, macros. Yeah, okay. Everybody asks me, like, you don't do macros? I'm like, no, I just...
Meanwhile, she's fit and doing macros. Anyway. Exactly.
That is funny. All right. Go ahead.
Yeah, I did have a question. What's your take on timing of eating? Because I get so much of that, so I wonder what your take is on it.
Well, for me, usually for myself, I get hungry. Around 2.5 hours is when I start to feel it. Yeah. But again, I don't want people to just eat just because they want to lay, oh my God, it's been 2 hours, I need to eat. Yeah. And then their food, their body is still processing the food they had 2 hours ago.
Yeah.
So you got to have to gauge it. Again, what works for one person may not work for the other.
And nighttime? Is there a time of the day that's better?
If for a training program, I like to have my clients do their carbs early in the day throughout lunchtime and then sort of taper off at the end of the day because your body really doesn't need carbs at 7, 8 o'clock at night because you're not using them. Yeah. Unless you're going to train at night, then that's a different story.
Yeah.
So again, it's a case-by-case basis for everyone. And instead of just a golden general rule, you have to really kind of find what works for you.
Yeah. How about fasted cardio?
Good question. This one is tricky because you say, well, let me get it before I eat because there's no fuel, so I'm going to empty the reserve, right? So, okay, you say you do cardio for 30 minutes, you burn, say, 300 calories. Yeah. What if you just drop your calories at the end of the day by 300? Same thing. Yeah. If you were to think about it.
Yeah, my whole deal with fasted cardio is I think it's based on how you feel. I don't think it makes a difference for your look.
Yes, I agree,
For the look,
Don't think it's going to be your burning. But what I found is when I did fasted cardio, I was just weak. I was just like, I can't go as hard as I normally do, so I'm not even burning what I would normally burn.
Did it take you a minute sometime, like, once you woke up and then you did the cardio to kind of get your body back?
Yeah, and then when I did fasted cardio, I was like on a roller coaster I was in the gym, and it just didn't feel good, and I wasn't going as hard as I could.
Exactly.
Ate some food, and all of a sudden, boom, I'm good.
Yeah. Right.
See, I like fasted cardio. I do fasted cardio. I feel like, just me personally, I feel like I have enough fat on my body to feed off of. So I like fasted cardio, but I've been doing Orange Theory lately. I just bought a package
that's a quick one, right?
Yeah. Okay. It helps you run. I mean, they have the treadmills, they have the row machines, and then they have weights and TRX, but majority of the class you are running, and that's what I'm trying to build my endurance up. Yeah. And I try to do fasted cardio doing Orange Theory. Can't do it.
Because it's just too much work.
Because you're adding strength training as well.
I had like a big headache afterwards. Yeah. Felt like I was going to pass out. I was like, nope.
When
I'm by myself, maybe because I don't push myself hard enough, I could do fasted cardio.
Yeah.
But if you are going like intense, hard, you need that fuel.
You feel weak.
Because your body is searching for that fuel source that it doesn't have.
You feel really, really weak. All right. Last thing before we let you go, because I know you got some celebrities to train. is there anything... You know, coming up that you want us to know about, that you're doing, anything to look out for? I know you got your DVD in the works, but anything that you're working on that week, or anything on social media that you have coming up that you want us to look forward to?
You know, I'm working with a couple of different companies. So I went to the IdeaFit conference and, you know, worked with a couple of companies there, and they have some different products I've been trying out. So I'm posting some videos about them. One of them is the most workouts. They have a sin ring. So they're rings that you put on the Olympic bars, and the weights actually hang and dangle.
Oh, I've seen those. Yeah.
Right. Wow. So if you're doing squats,
you have to balance.
So you may have to go a little bit lighter, but you're working your core. You're getting deep into the squat, and you got to keep the bar balanced.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I've been doing things like that. So I'm just trying to, you know, incorporate some of those in the workouts. And, you know, so I just want people to just, you know, follow in and, you know, ask me questions about it. And I'm just trying to get more feedback from it.
And if you're in the area, you often go to, I think, the GNC in Glendale. Is that correct?
Yeah. I usually go to, the Vitamin Shop.
Vitamin Shop. My bad. Sorry.
Yeah, I go to the Vitamin Shop in Glendale usually once or twice a month just to try out. So people can try out some of the RSB Nutrition products. Mm-hmm. I'm there to answer questions about, you know, fitness and nutrition, things like that. So just trying to get back to the community as much as I can.
Yeah. That's awesome.
So I'm sure if you guys are online, follow at Get Fit by Rob. And you will keep up to date with what Rob is doing, who he's training, where he's going to be at, if you want to meet him, ask questions, and then if you want him to train you.
Absolutely. Yeah. Call me.
All right. Thank you so much for being on the show. We had a good time. I'm excited to get in the gym with you because it's been quite a few years.
So when are we going
to
do this?
I know. We need to.
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow? Thursday?
Same day she starts the vegan challenge?
Yes.
Might as well.
I have so much to do. You guys can find me online at fitwithfallon.com or fitwithfallon on social media. Where can they find you, Shaka?
You can find me at Shaka Strong on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat.
And shout out to Shaka's mom. She's in the studio. She's quiet, but she's here. We love him. So thank you. All right. We'll see you guys next week. Same time, same place. Stay healthy, my friends.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagramming, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.